The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I wanted to bring our listeners up to date on a couple of things. The first one is, I think it was last week, they voted on the DARC Act, and we said that it was defeated. The DARC Act had to do with a labeling law that would prevent the labeling of foods that contained GMOs, so that was defeated. And I'm going to try and post on the website, naturaldocradio.com, the list of the different senators and how they voted.
Great.
And it's interesting. It's not a Republican or Democratic issue. You can see people in both parties either voting for it, in other words, voting to block the labeling of GMOs in food, and then you have all those that were for allowing the labeling to show up the which foods have GMOs, and it was actually a pretty close vote. So, be interesting to see which politicians voted for which, and then as a let's say, a continuation of this, because we figured this wouldn't be the end of it. It seems like there's the country is in favor of knowing what's in their food. And now there's a senator that's going to create a new national labeling law that will urge the FDA to work with the food companies so that across the country there'll be labels that will say these foods do or do not contain GMOs. I hope they go a little bit beyond that, stating what kind of GMOs are in there. So we'll have to follow that. And then there was something that was even a little more concerning, I think. Because we heard things like this come up before. Now, a few weeks ago, we had a guest on the program talking about CBDs. And I think a distinction needs to be made about with CBDs. This is a cannabinoid oil coming from the marijuana plant is illegal in most of the countries, but they're using CBD from hemp. Do I have that correct, Janet?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the and they went through a whole list of benefits of CBD. Admittedly, though, they say there's a lack of experience with CBD in humans, but in animals they've been studied in animals. But here's the interesting thing now. And we've seen this happen before, but here's a definition of CBD, which is cannabidiols, I guess would be the way to say it. It's a non-psychoactive compound, unlike marijuana. It's found naturally in hemp. And they are helpful for treating a variety of disorders like epilepsy, seizures, other neurologic disorders, and other health conditions, including HIV infections. So what's happened is that the FDA has launched a massive regulatory assault against CBDs by invoking the most insane logic you've ever heard. Remember, if something is natural, people should have access to it. It's not a man-made substance. It's a natural substance. But here's how they how the drug companies take over. CBD works so well that drug companies are now investigating them to be approved by the FDA as medicines. And because of that, the FDA has granted the CBD's status as being an investigational new drug. So in the FDA's own language, the FDA considers a substance to be authorized for investigation as a new drug if it is the subject of an investigational new drug application that has gone into effect. So the drug companies decided to take this natural product and investigate it, and therefore a natural product has now become a drug. Janet, I guess they haven't formally created the investigational new drug application for sugar, because I know sugar's been investigated a lot, far more dangerous than any than many of the drugs out there, yet nobody's stopping that. So anyway,
the difference is, Dr. Slavin, sugar is the creator of a lot of illness, and thereby putting dollars into pharmaceutical companies' hands by having pharmaceuticals that are meant to lower blood sugar, to reduce depression episodes, to enhance sleep for insomniacs. So there's a whole profile of pharmaceuticals that would theoretically or potentially be very much reduced if sugar were to have been investigated and ultimately taken off the market. And whereas the cannabidiol has all of the potential, once again, to minimize the number of different pharmaceuticals in use for depression, insomnia, other neurological issues, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and certainly epilepsy and other forms of spontaneous seizures. So sugar would never be dealt with the FDA because it's too sure a pathway into pharmaceutical use. And cannabidiol very much would be investigated because it is a very significant threat to the pharmaceutical companies making all manner of different supposed treatments for a variety of neurological issues.
You know, in a way, you know, big industry has tried to monopolize our food supply, you know, by creating seeds that didn't reproduce. In other words, they didn't make plants that would reproduce, so you had to buy the seeds from them every year. Here's a way that the drug companies see something that might be good, so they figure they can just, this is in a way stealing it from the companies that were making it because they think it's something good. Now, it used to be that only a patent, patented substance could be controlled by one company. And here you have a natural substance, and that's where the disagreement comes in. I think, Jenna, we'll have to call up some of the people from the companies that sell CBD and see what their take is on what's happening.
For sure. They would be able to give us a lot of information. And as you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, here are companies using natural substances, and they've done very high-quality research. They have maintained very, very high-quality standards with regard to the extraction of the active ingredient from hemp. So these companies have put forward a very much good faith effort to provide to the population something of high quality, very, very well researched, and reasonably affordable. And the FDA is stepping in and interfering with people's ability to access this high quality nutrient.
You see, it used to be you'd have to create an artificial substance. You take something that's natural, you change it a little bit, so now you can patent it because it's something new, and you'd have control over it. You can't have control over a natural substance, but apparently they found a loophole by having an investigational new drug application on a natural substance, and then now nobody else can touch that product. I think that's a form of theft, but we'll see what happens. Now, one last thing before we come up with a break. You know, we've talked about the role of the FDA when it's supposed to be the watchdog over the pharmaceutical companies. Not only the pharmaceutical companies, Food and Drug Administration has it's over the foods and drugs. But look at who they've appointed now as the head of the FDA, Robert Califf. Only four senators opposed him. But he has a lot of ties to the pharmaceutical industry, and it just shows how the drug companies are really controlling the watchdogs. So the new head of the FDA was involved in the studies that were conducted on Vioxx, I think is what he's saying. So what happened to Vioxx? It's off the market now is what happened. But the point was that it got approved because they selectively reported the studies, leaving out the points that might have disqualified the drug initially until more people experienced adverse effects, and then it had to be pulled from the market. So it says here the clinical trials led by the new FDA commissioner have come under intense criticism since Xarelto, which is another new drug, Xarelto is a blood thinner now, was approved, as the drug has been linked to a high number of adverse events associated with severe and uncontrollable bleeding problems. We've talked about that before. You know, with Coumadin, you have an antidote, vitamin K. Someone's bleeding, you could stop the bleeding. With Xarelto, you can't stop the bleeding. All right. Music means it's time for a break. When we come back from Natural Doc Radio, we'll talk about the positive things that you can do to make yourself healthier. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And I thought we'd start talking about the positive steps you can do to improve your health. And it really has to start with identifying any issues before symptoms arise. So how do you identify if something is wrong when you're feeling terrific? Because when you have these problems, they don't immediately create symptoms, but over time they do. So, and of course, we talk about our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, where they are able to send out lab work to various labs that specialize in different tests. But I'd like to just mention a few that I find people are routinely deficient in, and so easy to correct. One of them is people are routinely deficient in coenzyme Q10. And I'm not just talking about the people who are on a statin drug. I'm talking about everybody. Their levels of CoQ10 are not optimized. So you'd like to know about that. Some of the benefits of optimal levels of CoQ10, it may help with fatigue, obesity, a weakened immune system, so it can, make your body more resistant to illness, can improve athletic performance. Some of the original studies with CoQ10 talked about periodontal disease and how it helps your gums to stay healthy. There's a lot of information about CoQ10 and its benefits, particularly in heart disease, deficiencies in CoQ10 associated with congestive heart failure. So, and I know your doctors aren't measuring CoQ10 routinely. I hope the doctors have heard about it, about CoQ10. Jenny, you think they've all heard about CoQ10 by now?
They unfortunately have not all heard about CoQ10, nor have they paid attention to having their patients' levels of CoQ10 tested. Unfortunately, I routinely see people who are taking statin drugs and have not been told about the importance of using coenzyme Q10. Unfortunately, far too many doctors are kind of dismissing any natural substance that isn't a prescription substance as being worthless. I have talked to people and they were taking CoQ10 and their cardiologist told them, stop, you don't need that, in spite of the fact that they also had statin drugs on the list of their daily routine.
Now, some of the more educated researchers regarding CoQ10, I'm not referring to your doctor, have actually categorized it as a natural and essential cofactor for your heart. It's an essential nutrient that your heart needs to be as healthy as it can. So I think it just behooves people to make sure their levels are in the normal range. Your body makes CoQ10, but as you get older and for perhaps other reasons, your levels go down and your body suffers because of it. So that's, one simple test, that you can have done. And if you're deficient, you can take the steps to correct it. Another nutrient that is also people are routinely deficient in is magnesium. Now, I hope your doctors are checking for magnesium. Some of the side effects of magnesium, and here again I have to point out, you can be deficient before the side effects become apparent. And this is the whole point. You don't want to reach the point of such deficiency that you have more side effects from it, like muscle cramps or chronic pain, muscle spasms, headaches, anxiety, sleep problems. Besides that, magnesium is another essential nutrient for the heart. Some people actually call it nature's calcium channel blocker, which means it could be helpful in preventing cardiac arrhythmias and in maintaining a normal blood pressure. So you know, that's another nutrient that you should take. And here's the interesting, Jen, I'll let you comment on this. It seems that people are taking far more calcium than they do magnesium, and that creates a problem.
I certainly do see that very, very often, and I think that many of the people are making their decisions based on commercials that they may be seeing in the media. And the other aspect of this, by maintaining the proper balance between calcium and magnesium, pretty much everything in your body that requires muscle function works much, much better. So unfortunately, doctors are testing serum magnesium levels, which really don't give the kind of information that is necessary to evaluate magnesium function within the body. The other part of it is, many times if people are purchasing a magnesium supplement, they aren't getting the highest quality magnesium that is available. So there are a variety of different types of magnesium that you would use for slightly different reasons. And for sure, what you want to avoid is magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide is indeed magnesium, but a very, very inexpensive form of magnesium, and it doesn't get utilized the way magnesium is needed in the body. So there are a variety of different choices. You want to make sure that you are using a chelated version of magnesium. Magnesium bound to an amino acid. And that utilization is much more supported in your body. And be sure to avoid the magnesium oxide. You may very well find the magnesium oxide as part of a whole profile of different forms of magnesium. And in that way, it's fine. But magnesium oxide by itself, very, very hard on your body, on your digestive system as well. And there are new forms of magnesium that are very supportive of cognitive function. So you can talk with people at the Institute of Advanced Medicine to get the right form of magnesium for your personal needs. You can talk with vitamin specialists in the health food stores to give you the information on different forms of magnesium. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so we've just touched on two. There are a lot of nutrients that are essential to good health. So we just pointed out how common deficiencies in coenzyme Q10 and magnesium are. Here's another one I don't think people really pay too much attention to, and that's vitamin C. You know, we check it, and people are low in it all the time. It's just one of those nutrients that, you know, people aren't, let's say, sufficient in as far as optimal levels go. The more, you know how doctors are taught about vitamin C? That they're told vitamin C deficiency causes scurvy. Well, that's a very severe vitamin C deficiency where your body actually falls apart because vitamin C is essential for collagen production. That's the material that gives structure to your body. So if you don't have vitamin C, you can't make collagen. Your body falls apart. That's scurvy. And you die from scurvy. But you can have deficiencies of vitamin C short of developing scurvy that are associated with a lot of issues that can easily, that's the whole point of this discussion, is these are easily avoidable conditions. And we're talking about dry and splitting hair, gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums or bleeding gums, If you're deficient in vitamin C, you're going to see a delay in wound healing, and you may bruise easily. You know, vitamin C is essential for capillary strength. You know, if you're deficient, you know, if you're bruising easily, it might be a vitamin C deficiency. Now, it's true that we don't really see scurvy. Very difficult to become that vitamin, have that much of a vitamin C deficiency to develop scurvy. But people do have less than optimal levels of vitamin C, and that may lead to high blood pressure, gallbladder disease, stroke, cancer, atherosclerosis. You know, we've talked about Linus Pauling theory about how vitamin C deficiencies may be the major cause of plaque in the arteries that eventually increase the risk of stroke and heart attack. So have your levels checked. You know, how can it hurt? Now, the reason vitamin C isn't talked about too much in overall context of life is because most animals make their own vitamin C. There are only a handful of animals that don't, and humans are one of them. They don't make vitamin C, but based on the amount that other animals make, humans should really be taking at least 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day in divided doses. It's water-soluble. You can't overdose in vitamin C, although, I don't know, I guess mainstream doctors would probably tell you can. Am I right there, Janet?
Well, one of the things with regard to an overdose might be a harsh form of vitamin C could contribute to some digestive issues. If your body is not accustomed to absorbing a particularly high dose of vitamin C, again, a little bit of stomach discomfort, and then ultimately people might develop loose bowels. That's one of the tests. Recommendations for determining your need for vitamin C. You keep increasing by 500 milligrams every hour the amount of vitamin C that you're ingesting. And when you develop loose bowels, then you will know that that's 500 milligrams too much for the daily intake of vitamin C. So vitamin C requirements vary from individual to individual. People exposed to a lot of stress would require more vitamin C. People who are possibly exposed to different chemicals, people whose diet might be high in sugar, people who really don't have a very high quality diet, most of their food intake is cooked. Those would have a higher requirement for vitamin C. So that is one of the areas that points up the need to use certain raw foods in your diet. And what's very, very interesting is it isn't citrus fruits that have the highest amount of vitamin C, it's peppers. So red, green, orange, yellow peppers eaten raw, you get very high-quality vitamin C.
Janet, it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. or amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. So we've been talking about vitamin C, and I just want to make a point. A lot of times if you go online and you look at the recommendations as to how much vitamin C you should take, they're extremely low because they came up with those numbers probably a very long time ago when they were trying to figure out how much vitamin C do you need to prevent scurvy, which is the most severe form of vitamin C deficiency, but it doesn't really come close to giving you the optimal levels of vitamin C, and that's where testing comes in. Testing is important for a couple of reasons, because you can't go by the dosage of the supplement that you're taking, because depending how it's made up, think about this for a second. You have vitamin C coming in a lot of different forms. You have it in capsules, you have it in tablets. Bioavailability may be different depending on what form you're taking, what foods you're eating it with. So in order to really be sure if your body is getting the proper amount of vitamin C, you have to just do the test. That's why testing is important. I hear patients, comment, because the doctors comment, boy, that's a high level that you're taking. And it's really not about the level that you're taking. It's about the level that your body has access to. So you're checking both the supplement you're using and your body's ability to absorb it. And I like to, go to another vitamin that's routinely people are deficient in, and that's vitamin D. Again, the levels of vitamin D that people have been told to take, again, what to prevent the rickets in people. You know, that was like, if you vitamin D only had one purpose in your body, was to prevent rickets. In other words, making strong bones. But again, that was old information. I mean, there's been a lot of research recently on vitamin D, and they show a lot of benefits when you take adequate amounts of vitamin D. But more importantly, when you get the levels in your body up to the optimal levels. So in my experience, that optimum level is around 80. When you're using a lab that says the range is 30 to 100, you need to get up around 80 to make sure you have the optimum levels of that nutrient.
Dr. Slavin, when you were talking before about the FDA and their moves to interfere with the market for cannabidiol, and their move to kind of designate that extract from hemp as a pharmaceutical and requiring a new drug application. Very, very interesting thoughts coming to mind with regard to that. And I'm thinking about garlic extracts. Garlic extracts, it's very, very, very much a commonly available food, very, very well researched into all of the different components that are found in garlic that have such dramatic impact on people's health, so that if they can interfere with the market availability of cannabidiol, then they certainly may in the future turn their sights on things such as garlic extract. Garlic is so helpful at stopping the blood platelets from sticking together, and in doing that, provides a lot of benefit for people with arrhythmias, and has none of the negative impact of, you mentioned the drug Xarelto, and how when there is a bleed from improper use or unexpected effect on a patient, that the bleed can't be stopped. So here's something that has the potential to thin the blood, prevent blood clots, which is what Xarelto does, and doesn't have those risks with using the extracts from garlic. Then, with regard to blood pressure, once again, when your blood moves very freely through your blood vessels, the potential for unstable blood pressure or elevated blood pressure decreases. So here, you mentioned that there was no logical reasoning to understand the FDA's explanation of their moves against cannabidiol, and the number of different natural substances that would be then vulnerable to the FDA's maneuverings based on that reasoning, it's mind-boggling. And so I think it's very, very important for people to understand in this very hot political season where our elected officials stand on the free rein that the FDA is working with. The other part of it is, let's take a look at how many federal agencies, unfortunately, are just overrun with the former executives of chemical companies and pharmaceutical companies. So this move by the FDA should be very eye-opening to not only the manufacturers of natural extracts, but to the population that relies on this array of natural extracts to support their good health. Support their good health without side effects. Yes, you must use them intelligently. Yes, you must use them with very good information about potential interaction. But this situation with the FDA is a very, very disturbing outcome. Dr. Slavin?
Well, that's exactly right. That's the whole point of it, where you can have a drug company just like steal a natural product from another company just by saying they're going to do a study on it. Now, my thinking about the CBD is that they may not even ever complete the study. This is their way of just keeping it off the market to take out their competition.
So, that's the whole situation, it seems, with the FDA, that yes, indeed, the moves by them are to take out the competition. So instead of being representative of the constituents of the population, they are the representatives of the pharmaceutical and chemical companies. And that's how our current situation has come about, with people who are over the age of 65 taking 10 and 12 different medications, and unfortunately not having anyone oversee the potential interaction and the danger that they're putting themselves in. One of the things that I caution people about all the time, if you're taking a statin drug, do not take red yeast rice. Do not take niacin. The potential interaction with a statin drug and the possibility of damage to your liver when you're combining the statin drug with Reggie's Rice, which has statin activity. So it's a natural substance, but it's doing the same thing, a more milder effect, but doing the same thing as the statin drug. Then you go on to investigate niacin. Niacin and niacinamide both have cholesterol-lowering activity. And so when you combine those with a statin drug, once again, you have the potential for damage to your liver. So here are natural substances that are very capable of addressing any kind of cholesterol imbalance that you might be diagnosed with. But instead of using the natural substance, the doctors are only educated about using the pharmaceutical. The pharmaceutical that is absolutely fraught with all kinds of side effects. I tell people all the time, read the list of potential side effects when you're picking up your statin drug prescription. And very often the people say to me, well, I'm afraid that if I read those, then every little thing that starts to bother me, I might say, oh, it's the drug. But it's very, very important to be well-informed. Dr. Slavin?
And the answer is, yeah, it is the drug. I don't know how many times we see these minor complaints, and it's difficult to stop a drug once a patient has been put on it, because of anything happens after you stop a drug, you'll be blamed for stopping the drug when stopping the drug may be just what the patient needs. Jenna, we were talking about vitamin D, and I think everybody thinks of vitamin D in the context of bone health, you know, making stronger bones. But recent research, and this came out maybe 10 years ago, where they observed that people with the highest levels of vitamin D seem to be experiencing lower risk of getting multiple sclerosis, breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. Now, it could be multifactorial, because this study wasn't about who was actually taking vitamin D supplements. It was about who was getting sun exposure, and they found the people living closest to the equator seem to have a lower incidence of these conditions compared to people living far away from the equator, meaning they had less sun exposure and lower levels of vitamin D. So the recent information coming out is there may indeed be a protective benefit with vitamin D, but a better way of putting it is low levels of vitamin D expose your body to an increased risk of cancer. I think that's a better way of saying it. So you want to keep your vitamin D levels optimal. And how do you know if they're optimal without testing? You can't just assume you're taking vitamin D and it's enough. Remember, I think the recommended daily allowance for vitamin D is, isn't it under 100 units, Janet?
I think just the, I think it is just about 100.
You know, just the bare amount to prevent rickets, but not to give you the optimal levels to keep your body as healthy as possible. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We were highlighting a couple of nutrients that are easily tested for, but aren't routinely tested because the doctors aren't trained in that approach. And those include coenzyme Q10, magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D. They should be routinely checked because deficiencies are very common, and you can have deficiencies before the symptoms of deficiencies actually occur. Sometimes the symptoms could be very serious, like you're increasing your risk of cancer or heart disease by being chronically deficient. So you want to be aware of that. Easy things to correct. And okay, I want to go to probably the most important thing any of us can do to reduce our risk of getting some serious illnesses. Now, I think we're all familiar with the connection between smoking and lung cancer. And I think what we're seeing now is some researchers have discovered that people who are eating foods with a high glycemic index, in other words, foods that convert to sugar very easily or have a lot of sugar in it, have a high likelihood of developing lung cancer. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's been stressed enough in the media that sugar is a risk factor for cancer. Foods that raise blood sugar and stimulate the production of insulin, and here are some of the foods, bagels, fruits, including melon and pineapple and white rice. These are high glycemic foods. If you eat them on a regular basis, they've been now associated with an increased risk of lung cancer. Jenna, had you seen that?
I had not, Dr. Slavin, no.
Okay, here's what it was. There was a team at MD Anderson Cancer Center, which is in Houston. They looked at just under 2,000 people who had just been diagnosed with lung cancer. And then they compared it to about 2,400 people without lung cancer, and they quizzed them about eating habits, smoking, income, and other factors. And they found that people who ate the most foods with a high glycemic index were about 50% more likely to be in the lung cancer group than people who reported they ate the fewest high glycemic foods. So I think this is important information because I think we've associated sugar with obesity, sugar perhaps with heart disease, and now they're associated with lung cancer in this study. So just a word to the wise, and that sugar or high glycemic food includes fruit. A lot of people forget that fruit can be a source of high sugar. Juice routinely is a source of high sugar, but the whole fruit in some cases could be high as well. So I think, now remember what I said here. So you eat the high glycemic foods, that raises your insulin level, and it's felt that that high insulin level might be the reason for the increased risk of cancer. In this case, they were looking at lung cancer. Now, so we mentioned some of the nutrient levels that can be tested for. You should also have your fasting insulin level tested, because if it's elevated, that'll give you a little reminder that you need to cut back on the starches that are raising your sugar and insulin levels. You can have normal fasting blood sugars with elevated insulins. Unfortunately, the range, what they give you is normal for insulin levels, is way too high, just like they give you the normal range for blood sugar is way too high for fasting. So what you want to do is, you know, be in the, if let's say the range was from 5 to 15, so the middle of the range is around 10, you know, you'd like to be between 5 and 10 would be a better place to be. Janet, I'm sure you see a lot of people with this problem, or maybe they don't know they have it because the doctors haven't tested them for it.
Well, Dr. Slavin, most of the people that I'm seeing are very, very much focused on supporting their good health and know the importance of testing to evaluate their efforts. And so more and more people I do see having their vitamin D levels tested. They do have not only their glucose levels, but their A1C tested on a regular basis. And it's very interesting because so many of the people that I talk to, when they see that one of those evaluating numbers is out of range, they work very, very hard to understand the cause of the number being out of range and very hard to regulate it and get it back into an acceptable range. One of the things that I'd like to mention with regard to glucose level, fasting insulin level, and A1C numbers, there are plenty of people out there, and they may even be seeing a certified diabetes educator, and that educator may very well be telling them that using any of the artificial sweeteners that are so readily available, and I'm talking about things like the little blue packet that is equal and products that are a variety of different ingredients, it would be designated as aspartame. The yellow packet that is Splenda, you take a look at some of the products that are on the shelves and you will see sucralose. That's the same chemical as Splenda. And then, of course, Sweet and Low, which is saccharin. Any of those three artificial sweeteners, even though they only have a zero-calorie effect on your body, those substances still dysregulate your blood sugar level. So if you're working so hard, eating your vegetables and exercising, drinking enough water, but you're still sweetening some things with those artificial sweeteners, that can very well be a contributing factor to unstable blood sugar, elevated fasting insulin levels, elevated A1C number. So be very, very cautious. You're certainly paying attention to how much fruit you're taking in, how much white rice or bread or bagels you're using on a regular basis, but these artificial sweeteners are still very problematic in balancing blood sugar in a health-supporting way.
And Janet, our listeners should know, all those artificial sweeteners are made by drug companies.
Very, very important point, yes.
You know, so what is their goal? What are the drug companies' goal is to sell drugs? And who do you sell drugs to? Sick people. So their goal is to keep people sick. I think it's as simple as that. It's your goal as a healthcare consumer to do what you can to stay healthy. And taking more drugs doesn't really get you healthy. It just covers up the symptoms. You know, when we bring to a patient's attention that this is off, or this is off, or needs to be improved, you know, it just allows them to think about what they're eating a little bit. And this is not difficult for the people to make these little subtle changes that make such a big difference, not just in improving a number, but they actually notice the difference in how they feel. They start feeling better when they start adjusting their diets away from the foods that cause a lot of these issues. And what we find, too, is we have a lot of patients coming from other doctors. We're not looking for you to change your doctor. We just want to add this one other dimension that your doctor doesn't have time to address so that you get the feedback and, you know, get the testing done so you can do a better job keeping yourself healthy. By the way, all these tests are covered by insurance, at least most insurances. Nowadays, you see insurances cropping up that try to cover as little as possible. And so we talked a lot about the importance of testing. Ask your doctor, you know, if your doctor has time to do it. If not, you can, you know, come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine. We can get the test done for you, give you the feedback, and then you can start taking even better control of your own health. And I think we've just about run out of time. We'll give updates as the week goes on as far as this FDA trying to or allowing the drug companies to take over control of natural substances. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We're here every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.